Welcome to day 134 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and today we are going to hear four of the Psalms of David. Yesterday we heard of his tragic sin with Bathsheba and with the murder of Uriah the Hittite, and how the prophet Nathan came with a word from the Lord and clearly confronted David about his sin, and we saw David immediately repent. Today we're going to hear psalms that arose out of that time frame of David having to humble himself before the Lord because of his sin, and we're going to see his interactions with the Lord, so to speak, through these psalms and songs and poems, as the psalms were, and it reflects his heart condition, his turning toward the Lord, his reliance on God's grace and mercy, something we all can learn from for sure. And these psalms are good to pray as well in our times of difficulty and challenge. Today we will hear from the Amplified Bible for the rest of this week. And we will be listening today to Psalm 32, Psalm 51, Psalm 86, and Psalm 122 from the Amplified Bible, beginning at Psalm 32. A Psalm of David, a skillful song or didactic or reflective poem. Verse 1. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is he who has forgiveness of his transgression continually exercised upon him, whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity and whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silence before I confessed, my bones wasted away through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand of displeasure was heavy upon me. My moisture was turned into the drought of summer. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, continually unfolding the past till all is told. Then you instantly forgave me the guilt and iniquity of my sin. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. For this forgiveness, let everyone who is godly pray. Pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely when the great waters of trial overflow, they shall not reach the spirit in him. You are a hiding place for me. You, Lord, preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs and shouts of deliverance. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like the horse or the mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on the Lord shall be compassed about with mercy and with loving kindness. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you uncompromisingly righteous, you who are upright and in right standing with him. Shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Psalm 51. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had sinned with Bathsheba. Verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to the multitude of your tender mercy and loving kindness, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly and repeatedly from my iniquity and guilt, and cleanse me and make me wholly pure from my sin. For I am conscious of my transgressions, and I acknowledge them. My sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and faultless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in a state of iniquity. My mother was sinful who conceived me, and I too am sinful. Behold, you desire truth in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean ceremonially. Wash me, and I shall in reality be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my guilt and iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted and return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness and death, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness, your rightness, and your justice. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you delight not in sacrifice, or else I would give it. You find no pleasure in burnt offering. My sacrifice, the sacrifice acceptable to God, is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, broken down with sorrow for sin, and humbly and thoroughly penitent. Such, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your pleasure to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, justice, and right, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then bullocks will be offered upon your altar. Psalm 86, a prayer of David. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and distressed, needy and desiring. Preserve my life, for I am godly and dedicated. O my God, save your servant, for I trust in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you without fear or doubt. Be merciful and gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Make me your servant to rejoice, O Lord, for to you do I lift myself up. For you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive our trespasses, sending them away, letting them go completely and forever. And you are abundant in mercy and loving kindness to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and listen to the cry of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like unto you among the gods, O Lord, neither are their works like unto yours. All nations whom you have made shall come and fall down before you, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name. For you are great and work wonders. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk and live in your truth. Direct and unite my heart solely, reverently, to fear and honor your name. I will confess and praise you, O Lord my God, with my whole united heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy and your loving kindness toward me, and you have delivered me from the depths of Sheol, from the exceeding depths of affliction. O God, The proud and insolent are risen against me. A rabble of violent and ruthless men has sought and demanded my life, and they have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy and loving kindness and truth. O turn to me and have mercy and be gracious to me. Grant strength, might, and inflexibility to temptation to your servant and save the son of your handmaiden. Show me a sign of your evident goodwill and favor, that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, will show your approval of me when you help and comfort me. Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David. Verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which is built as a city that is compacted together, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed and as a testimony for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones of judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you, the holy city. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek, inquire for, and require your good. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional. Today's scripture reading of Psalm 51 is one of the most beautiful pieces of the wisdom literature because of its depth of emotion and meaning for the writer, David, who had sinned before the Lord in a terrible way, having committed adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of one of his trusted soldiers and mighty men, Uriah, and then plotting the murder of Uriah as he did. And when he was confronted with this sin, as we mentioned earlier, through Nathan the prophet, who told him he was the man who was guilty before the Lord, he immediately repented and confessed that he had sinned before the Lord. And here in Psalm 51, we find him pouring out his heart in prayer, asking for the mercy of God, leaning on the multitude of the tender mercy and loving kindness that he knew of his God. And he asked for his washing, his cleansing, for God to blot out his sin. And this is a picture through his words of one who really recognized that he had defiled himself, the way that he asks the Lord to wash him thoroughly, to cleanse him, to make him wholly pure from his sin. This is someone speaking who recognizes that they've polluted themselves by their own sinfulness. This isn't someone shallowly asking, "Oh, just overlook my mistake." It's someone who recognizes that the sin they've committed really has hurt themselves, polluted themselves, defiled themselves, and they need God's intervention to cleanse that out of their life. And sure enough, that is the way it is with our God. We serve a God whose love is so deep, whose mercy is so great, whose tenderness and loving kindness is so precious that he can look on the worst of sinners, even the murderer, as evidenced here by David's life, and reach out with tenderness and mercy and cleanse and restore relationship with someone who has fallen far from God. David says in verse 3, "For I am conscious of my transgressions, and I acknowledge them. My sin is ever before me." He was very aware of his own lack, of his own failings. And yet he is also aware of the character of God, who is willing to hear the cries of a repentant sinner. He believes that God will answer this prayer. He prays in faith that God will purify him, and also that God will hide his face from his sins and blot out all his guilt. And in verse 10, to me, is one of the most beautiful parts of David's prayer. He says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And he goes on to say, "Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." David really treasured the presence of God. David loved the Holy Spirit. He loved being in communion with God. And so when he sinned, as he did, he knew that he had stepped away from the presence of God, that he had taken himself outside of God's presence, and he had drifted far from the Holy Spirit. And yet he also knew the Lord's character, that God was always willing to answer the one who really repented, the one who really turned away, the one who really asked for forgiveness from a sincere heart, and that God was even willing to restore a clean heart to his life, which is something, which is an amazing thing for such a holy God to be willing to cleanse us, and yet he's willing. We are only required to believe God, that God is willing, that God desires to restore relationship with us, no matter how far away we have taken ourselves through our sin and through our choices. Maybe you haven't been in relationship with God and you're listening to the Bible trying to get back to a place of relationship, close relationship with the Lord. God wants to do that. He wants to restore to you the joy of his salvation, just like he did with David. He doesn't want to cast you out of his presence. He doesn't want to take his Holy Spirit from you. He wants to restore. He wants to create in you a clean heart. The choice, though, is yours to believe that that is the character of God, and that is the God who loves you and the God who's reaching out for you and waiting for you to reach out for him. One man that found this precious character of God is a man by the name of Harold Morris. He wrote a book about his life and his experiences called Twice Pardoned. This is a man who was sentenced to prison for armed robbery and murder. He was 29 years old when he was facing two life sentences, and he ended up in the penitentiary. And though the charges were actually false, because of his association with the wrong crowd, being influenced by people who were quite involved in criminal activities, and getting himself involved in their mess, so to speak, though he did not murder anyone, he ends up in prison doing hard time, as it's referred to, with two life sentences, meaning he would never see the light of day outside of a prison cell. And he got involved in the violence that comes with so many prison experiences, just trying to survive, trying to keep himself alive. He saw prison inmates murder one another. It was a very horrible experience that he had during the 10 years that he spent inside an American penitentiary. But he found life in Christ while he was inside those prison bars. And he found the forgiveness that came from putting his trust in Jesus Christ and in the sacrifice Jesus had given for his life. He found his sins washed away. He found his life completely changed. He found that God was able to create in him a clean heart and to renew a right spirit within him. He found he was able to come into the presence of God even inside a prison cell. He found the joy of God's salvation even when he thought he would never again be a free man outside of prison. There are many testimonies like Harold Morris's where he tells of the receiving pardon or forgiveness from God. Later on, he was actually pardoned by the governor of his state and was released from prison after 10 years. And so he has, since that time, been a great minister, speaking to youth, speaking to high schools, going around telling the testimony of how God changed his life, but also warning those young people about not getting involved with the wrong crowd as he did, which led him to his time in prison of imprisonment and a very difficult season of his life. But he found that regardless of how low he had sunk in his life in that prison, that God was able to blot out his guilt, to cleanse his sin, to create in him a clean heart. And coming to the place where you believe that God really forgives, to the point where God also forgets, so that he doesn't look at you as the person who committed these sins, but he forgave you, but you are still that person. The truth is, God sees us, those of us who have given our lives to Christ, who've accepted that Jesus shed his blood to take our place, to pay for our sins, and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that God sees us through the blood of Jesus, so he sees us as clean and righteous, and he forgets the sin that we've committed, because that's what he has chosen to do, that he throws our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, as the scripture teaches us. And it's important for us to really take hold of that, so that we can stand before the Lord without a sense of shame or guilt for the past, but instead we can just feel the pleasure and the joy of the Lord in our lives because of his goodness and his love for us. There is a story that's told, and it is a true story, that was written in a book called A Forgiving God in an Unforgiving World. And the author, Ron Lee Davis, retold a true story in that book. And it was about a priest in the Philippines. He was a man of God, very much loved by the people, but he had carried for many years a burden of a secret sin that he had committed many years before. Though he had repented, begged God for forgiveness, he still lived for years without any peace, and he couldn't sense in his own heart God's forgiveness. And in his parish, there was a woman who was a great woman of God, and she claimed to have visions and dreams in which she spoke with Christ and how Christ spoke with her. The priest, however, was quite skeptical about her claims, but he decided he would give her a little test. And he said to the woman, "The next time you speak with Christ, I want you to ask him about what's the sin your priest committed while he was in the seminary." The woman agreed. A few days later, he saw the woman again and he asked her, "Well, did Christ visit you in your dreams?" And she replied, "Yes, he did." And the priest asked her, "Well, did you ask him about what sin I committed in seminary?" And she said, "Yes, I did." And now he was curious. "Well, what did he say?" The lady told him, "He said, I don't remember." I love that story because it really does reflect the heart of God. When you have confessed sin to God and you have genuinely repented, which means to turn away and go in a different direction. It's not in your heart to do that again. You truly want to walk in God's ways and you ask God for forgiveness. And He gives you His forgiveness. He forgives and He forgets. That is the character of God. And that's something that David learned in his walk with God. And this Psalm 51 shows us his revelation about how God does forgive, how God does blot out guilt that a person has when they come to Him, that God loves to cleanse you and make you clean. He says, "Purify me and I shall be clean." He knows that this is God's character. So he prays in a way that shows he has faith that God will not only hear his prayer, but he'll answer it. He will wash him, make him white as snow. And that is a beautiful picture for us. God loves to forgive, to restore, to bless, to create a clean heart where there was an unclean heart. That's the heart of God. That's why Jesus died for us, to restore relationship with God. We don't have to walk around with our heads down, feeling ashamed of past sin. We can say, "Praise God, He has restored my heart. He's created in me a clean heart. He has restored the joy of my salvation." And you just find yourself praising God for His goodness and His mercy, as David did in the Psalms that we read today. So I just want to encourage you, anytime that you find yourself in a position where you know you've sinned, you've fallen short, you've committed maybe a sin again, one you've struggled with, don't feel too ashamed to go to the Lord. David did not, and he had committed great sin. Don't let unbelief tell you God won't forgive you. That's a lie. Go with confidence that we serve a God of love and grace and great mercy. He has more mercy than you would have on yourself. And we need to believe that and receive that so that we can walk with our heads up, not because we're good, but because God is good. He loves you and He longs to restore relationship with you anytime that you step out of relationship with Him. Remember that prayer of David, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation." That's God's desire for you today. Just tell the Lord, "Thank you. You're a God of mercy and grace. I thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for restoring me. I want to walk in full restoration and full relationship with you. And I thank you for your mercy." God bless you and give you a victorious week. If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. Once again, that's P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Have a victorious week.